cocktail hour. Get ready for high-speed farm bots that mix and match drugs and doses by the millions. By Chris Mooney. For the 2 million Americans suffering from rheumatoid arthritis, the best cure is also a curse. Anti-inflammatory steroids dramatically reduce the agonizing pain, but they also cause nasty side effects, like diabetes and high blood pressure. Chemists at pharmaceutical and biotech companies have long sought the perfect cure, a steroid that cuts inflammation without the downsides. So far, no luck. Enter Alexis Bolresi, the 32-year-old CEO of Boston biotech Combinator, with a novel suggestion. Why not deploy two chemicals to attack the disease from different directions? Using a new drug development process known as combination high-throughput screening, Combinator mixed millions of pairs of existing drugs in search of unexpected synergies, the rare case where 1 plus 1 equals 3. The process has revealed several promising leads in the quest to treat rheumatoid arthritis. 1. Currently in human trials, combines a common steroid with an enhancer molecule, targeting the inflammation without introducing the toxicity. And arthritis is just the beginning. Combinator has several cocktails in preclinical trials, including remedies for asthma and psoriasis. The company's best hope, a combination of two unlikely ingredients to treat certain types of cancer, is even further down the pipeline, in phase I and I human trials. Who would have ever put together an antibiotic and a sedative to create an anti-cancer drug? Bolresi says, reveling in the unexpectedness of it all. One reason complex diseases like cancer have proven so resistant to medication is that they have no single cause. Instead, they occur as the result of several gene mutations accumulating over decades. This makes finding a single treatment, the big pharma magic bullet approach, near impossible. By enlisting a mix of drugs to mount a multi-front assault, Combinator offers new hope. The notion of combining medications isn't new. Physicians battle cancer with an array of chemotherapy treatments and AIDS with multidrug cocktails. But those melanges arose when doctors blended medicines already used for cancer and AIDS. With the help of a mini-track workstation robot, Combinator mixes unrelated drugs on an unprecedented scale. The patent-bending process developed by Bolresi and three colleagues in 1998 combines 2,000 or so well-known drugs in every which way, A with B, A with C, B with C, and so on. Why hasn't anyone tried this before? It's only recently that the technologies have been available to do such data-intensive screening. Of course, all major pharmaceutical firms already use robotics for high-speed scouting of potential drug treatments. It's a relatively straightforward process to analyze the interactions of a single chemical and a single protein. By contrast, searching out unexpected interactions among 2,000 disparate compounds yields nearly 2 million possibilities for any one disease. 3 and 4 part combinations, which Bolresi hopes to try, will produce between 1 billion and 600 billion possible combinations. Pairing up drugs is just step one of the Combinator process. Looking for cocktails that attack a cell on multiple fronts means examining the reactions of an entire disease cell without necessarily knowing what's being affected inside. Then each concoction has to be examined at various doses and ratios. If screening drugs separately is like trying out keys in a lock, combination screening is like trying to crack a safe with random numbers. For now, Combinator is developing treatments derived only from drugs whose patents have expired. But the real value of combination high-throughput screening will come if and when Combinator licenses the process, unlocking Big Pharma's massive libraries of patented medicines. Leading firms are finding diminishing returns from within their own R&D labs. They're desperately seeking new avenues for drug development. Venture capitalists have showered Combinator with $19 million in funding, a bet that the company's screening process could reveal a gold mine within the stables of patented drugs. Peter Lansbury, co-founder of Harvard Medical School's Laboratory for Drug Discovery and Neurodegeneration, says Combinator's process could represent a really important change in the way drugs are developed. Combinator isn't blowing its VC money on a lavish office for its CEO. Bulrasi works in modest digs on the ground floor of Boston University's Biosquare complex. His desk is flanked by a Muppet-sized plastic Yoda doll and his 2003 Ernst & Young New England Entrepreneur of the Year trophy. The juxtaposition says a lot about Bulrasi, a charismatic science geek who discovered the knack for business after dropping out of Harvard's chemistry program in 1995 to consult for the drug industry. By 1998, Bulrasi's experience in both pharmaceuticals and academic chemistry got him thinking about drug cocktails. He had the idea to test the elite set of FDA-approved drugs that had fallen off patent, and thus were fair game. Their track record and accessibility would make it easier to bring combinations to market, Bulrasi reasoned. Combinator incorporated in March 2000 and built the prototype screening process in a basement lab next to Liquorland in downtown Boston. Sifting through 100,000 combos, the company found roughly 100 promising interactions in its initial test run. It was the moment that proved Bulrasi's concept. Combinator's cancer treatment emerged from that first test. Consisting of an antipsychotic and an antibiotic mixed in precise ratios, the cocktail prevents the spread of tumors by simultaneously targeting two points in the mechanism that cancer cells use to divide. In lab tests, the treatment has proven to be as effective as the best-selling chemotherapy agent paclitaxel Taxol, showing 97% effectiveness in blocking the proliferation of colorectal cancer cells, with similar results for other types of cancer. Despite the early success, Bulrasi has his skeptics. They ask questions like, what's to prevent doctors from simply prescribing two drugs separately instead of the combined cocktail? Can Combinator really obtain defensible patents on combinations of pre-existing drugs? And would impaired drugs have unpredictable toxic side effects? If I'm at the FDA, I'm going to ask, why wouldn't toxicity be synergistic? Why wouldn't adverse effects be synergistic? Says Harvard's Lansbury. Bulrasi swats away such objections. All synergies are rare events, which means the chance of finding a successful combination that's also toxic is vanishingly small. If you find one of those, you don't pursue it, he says. As for doctors mixing their own cocktail prescriptions for patients, Bulrasi notes that Combinator potions contain precise ratios. Prescribing uncalibrated dose separately simply wouldn't be as effective. Finally, Combinator has already demonstrated its process to be patentable. Bulrasi and company own a patent on the multiple tumor drug, retaining broad rights to a pharmaceutical composition that's effective against cancer. Combinator may have trouble enforcing such a patent, but $90 million in venture funding should buy the company at least a small team of lawyers. No matter the ultimate fate of Combinator, Bulrasi has revealed a new resource for the treatment of complex diseases, big pharma drug libraries. Major firms will surely continue trying to make expensive new treatments. But one of them is bound to start tearing up its drugs just to see what happens. After all, two shots are better than one even when firing magic bullets. Chris Mooney Moonek at Yahoo.com is a freelance writer in Washington, D.C.